talking about the FBI talking.
Yes, and the immigration. My experience with the immigration. Mm-hmm. Two points. Chief point was I was put ahead of the communist writers. Later, the communist writers were allowed to come here, and actually, they came to my house to visit, like the one who wrote the Rickshaw Boy, mm-hmm. Lao Shu. Oh, he came. Another one came from Peking. Mm-hmm. I entertained them, but had no thought of communism or anything. They are Chinese, they are cultural, disciplined persons, mm-hmm. achieved in writing. So that was part of the chief reason. I have a copy of the proceedings of the Writers' Congress, mm-hmm. my paper presented, and the first welcoming speech. They couldn't get any Chinese to take part. Russia with a delegate to speak. Great Britain with Phyllis Bentley. France with Captain Kilgore, I guess. He was a professor of French in UCLA, and he was with de Gaulle. So he spoke. And then I represent China, so-called, they put it. I said, I'm individual, a Chinese. I give my greetings. That I have, I think, referred to this. The Russians spoke 1 hour, translation 1 hour and more. The British, no translation. And then the French, he knows well English, so he spoke both. And then by that time, everybody was tired out and late. They started late because there was some argument about President Sproul was to speak, and President Roosevelt sent a telegram to be read by a State Department official. It was so. Dr. Sproul finally came. Then by the time I was called, I saw the situation, so I got down on the stage, 16 Chinese words, mm-hmm. and see if I remember. 文字创始，惊天动地，与君同工，促进和平。 So meaning is when the written characters were created, it made heaven rejoice, Hades tremble, mm-hmm. and we. Suppose writers, Chinese, cooperate with you, we together promote world peace. Then I turned to the chairman, Dr. Sproul, I said, will you have someone make translation? Mm-hmm. So he said, you translate, so I translated. Mm-hmm. And
very nice.
Short, and so they won't complain. If I had spoken 1 hour,
yes.
By that time, the people would have gone to sleep. Mm-hmm.
So because you know certain people and in the immigration office, it actually did help. In a way, it delayed, and then it helped.
Yeah, it's a mutual. Made me feel confident. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, didn't know the underhanded. Especially our friend Carmichael was transferred to Miami. Miami transferred here. Mm-hmm. No chance of a new. So finally, one day, Mr. Edward Dixon, chairman of the Board of Regents, had a dinner party. We were guests. Senator Nolan and his wife were guests. I happened to sit beside her, and I sat beside the senator. So afterwards, the senator said, well, hon, what can old senator do for a professor? Oh, I says, Senator, you ask very good, important, good question. Then may I present to you what has happened?
Been, mm-hmm.
He said, don't worry, I'm going back to Washington, and within 10 days, everything will be settled. Within 10 days, I was sworn in as a naturalized citizen.
How long actually did it take?
It took almost 5 years.
Five years.
From 48, I had the American ambassador wrote a strong letter of recommendation. He was my teacher, Yanjing University president, Dr. J. Layton Stewart. On his way to the post, he stayed 3 days with us. I have evidences of his humor. He was sound asleep. I was to wake him up to meet with a oil tycoon or to give money for another building for Yanjing University. So when I woke him up, he suddenly, he wanted, in almost his dream, he wanted to pull the light on this little light beside his bed. And the whole thing dropped on the floor. But fortunately, a chair or something diverted the force, and they were not broken into small pieces, just larger pieces. He said, well, Yushan, I've been in all my life trying to build China up. Now I spoiled China. So he made a very furious, immediate, from his awakened, get up. I said, all right, Dr. Stewart, you go and get ready. The guest will be here.
Yeah, it's very humorous, yeah.
He was keen. Mm-hmm. I had a course with him, a Greek. Mm-hmm. He translated the Greek language, I mean, a dictionary into Chinese.
I see. So, through all these years, you have been with these leaders, so-called. How about the common people? Did you actually have also...
Common people, is the relationship isn't too pleasant, because I believe that the future of our economic security, just for private interest, could not depend upon the annuity or pension from the university. My salary began was quite low, lower than the normal scale, because the chairman boasted in my absence to the department, say, I saved our department $3,000. I cut from Hunt, he agreed. He said his interest is for the young, with the young people, a chance to serve, not so much the money. But he didn't know, I say it in that Chinese way, but that doesn't work in America.
No.
So he cut $3,000. The good friends told me, since then I never, of course he passed away before too long, and he should not do that. You know, a man
sort of
lost the home, lost position, and will serve, and he boasted it, boasted himself.
Well, so how about
With the common people, I was thinking investment into real estate. First, no problem with the two lots beside us. We had a lot when we bought the house, with a lot for people to park. They couldn't come up to the hill. Then a house next to it, the house with three units. Then you find all kinds of classes. And one American woman with a daughter and a son. The son was very keen-minded. He was only about 12. The little girl was about 10 or 9. Both were intelligent, as this woman was. The boy attracted my attention. I said, Douglas, you study engineer. I said, any problem, anything, I'll help you to go through it. He said, in high school, I'll specialize. Oh, he has good English, and he can repair television.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, he was only 11 or 12. The mother was no good. So I had to warn her, she cannot use the place for, like, prostitution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's one unit. The other unit, at first, was very happy. A French doctor, intern at Santa Monica Hospital. And his wife was also a chemist. So they both work, no children. And they speak French more. They had to struggle with the youngest. So I used my poor French. We got along happily.
Mm-hmm.
especially Dr. Arkush, board of directors and of the Santa Monica Hospital, and Mrs. Han's physician, so that I introduced them, and so they get a little assistance. I mean, the Dr. and Mrs. Bugelmann. Bugelmann now has his own medical clinic in Santa Monica. So one day, a French lady boasted about her baby, and I said, was Dr. Bugelmann your, how do you know? I said, that you would go to a French, you're French, so she said, that's right.
And most of the neighbors are fair?
Here? Uh-huh. Oh, they're fair. Only one lady I mentioned before, her husband worked as a carpenter in a studio, gave us wood for the fireplace, but she didn't like it. And but later she was
there convert. Are Caucasian American.
Yes, all American. This street, and we didn't see any colored or Chicanos, but today you see plenty, especially from the alley side.
Or integrated now. How about Orientals?
Orientals
at that time. When you
at that time, no, concentrated Western Olympic. And there's another one where the Albert Combs used to live, and the Y.C. Holmes. That's one street beside Olympic before you come to Wilcox or Wilson Avenue or Western. There was a section where Chinese lived.
So, or in Nora, how did you feel? You feel more Chinese or American?
At the present time or during that time?
Oh, wow.
Well, as a whole, on one hand, I feel Chinese because my classical training and interest in painting, in calligraphy, and our philosophy, especially in the nature of proverbs. That's where I inherited from my less and almost uneducated mother, but full of wisdom by proverbs. And but feel my activity, my work method, all my colleagues say, Edna is the Chinese, you are the American. So business and everything is the American way, especially ahead by a correspondent, a four-year course, La Salle University Extension on Law. That's just my private interest. I have long been interested in legal studies. So there was more American from one point of view.
Yeah.
But when inside is the Chinese.
More Chinese.
Yes.
When did you find or feel that you are more American or are changing toward to the American side? Or like when you just came here, you probably feel all Chinese, you know, as
yes.
I mean, a representative
still,
of Chinese.
My work after after the so-called PhD or return to China from America, all institutions under American patronage support. National YMCA Committee or National Christian Council, St. John's University, or Shanghai University of Shanghai, or Suzhou University, Jinling Girls College, Dr. Wu, Herman Liu, all these became friends. So my contact more Western trained Chinese or Westerners. Here I have earlier stage, as you mentioned, I had more Chinese friends in Chinatown. They were from North China, good in calligraphy, know Chinese classics, nice fellow by the name of Song. I don't quite remember his full name. He was in Chinatown. He could write for people in calligraphy. And I recommended him to the Board of Education, gave him a chance for the adult education. He got it, so he wrote very beautifully or royally to me, and he bought a book, or he published that, I don't quite recall, I have it presented to me. Then later, he decided to go back to China. He was stationed in Tianjin. We corresponded once. That's after this, just shortly after the Second World War.
How about, did you have many Cantonese friends, Cantonese speaking?
Yes. You see, in Chinatown, most of them, except Albert Huang from the Hangzhou area, or Lily from Nanking, and Wei Xihong, Cantonese, Barbara Wang's family, Cantonese, and later continued. My current best, among my best Chinese friends, Dr. and Mrs. Xiao, and of Alhambra, there. Dr. Xiao was native born in Hawaii. Mrs. Xiao was born in San Francisco, so they were Cantonese speaking. And some were Shanghainese, but they speak Cantonese, Shanghai, and Mandarin, like Jiang Dingwu's family. Patsy Jiang can speak Mandarin, Shanghai, and Cantonese.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Hong Kong for a period. She speaks almost, I mean, naturally Cantonese, and Shanghai, born, brought up there, more or less.
Did you find any differences between Chinese who were born in northern China and
yes,
the Chinese who were
definitely, born? Definitely so, especially currently. I've been contacting or associating with the people, young people, both men and women. Especially they have these years, whatever age they are, trained or controlled under the so-called liberation or cultural revolution. So their temperament, their reaction to things, their dreams are different from what I used to dream myself, or used to think even today. We don't quite see the same way in many aspects. But still, many of them are now in control in Peking, or Shanghai, Canton, and the other cities. I think the people along the Yangtze Valley, chiefly, control the power from Shanghai to Chengdu, you see, all control the power. Canton, of course, the Marshal Ye Jianying was Cantonese. That surprised me. I knew of him, but never had any contact. But member of the other group, especially semi-communist party members from northeast, Dongshanshang, the Manchuria, and also from North China, who had participated with the power, with the Communist People's Republic government. But their temperament is different. Even in politics, in China, by reading, I could see the differences. I myself, today, I find myself in many ways almost at odds with the age gap, also the geographical barriers.
Mm-hmm. Was that difference very obvious in the early days, like say in the 40s in Chinatown here? Because
No, at that time there was different. You see, this, we say, including you,
uh-huh,
your generation, and they are brought up with hard and active, intensive pursuit of, you may say, life dreams, happiness. Sometimes they forgot, unless, in Chinese tradition, unless you have patience, little impatience spoils the big program. And also, you dream to get to the highest, you must begin from the bottom. They don't want that. That's her silenced me to some extent. They want immediately, oh, we're in America now, immediately like a millionaire with a Mercedes or TV, everything, oven, everything must be the highest, the best. But meanwhile, they served not too long ago as waitresses or as busboys and so on. But their dream, all the different restaurants I've been taken by these young people. Frankly, though, I paid the bill. But I don't mind that. But all they know exactly what to order. Night before last, let me see, yesterday was Tuesday, Monday night, we went to the snow garden, Xuyuan, winter garden, and six of us, we have bird's nest soup, we had everything. And the bill was $135 without the tip. And my friend gave the tip $40. So this shows their taste. I mean, I'm not making a negative criticism, especially I was the host.
Yeah, but the generation, younger generation,
they have the high taste, they have tasted everything. They know all of the restaurants from Brentwood, Santa Monica. They don't even want to go to Manamoose. They say that's too westernized. Or the Lotus West. He said that's good too. One Pico, one Brentwood.
These are the people from recently from China.
Yes,
or?
Yes. So within they 2 years, they are all.
They know how to enjoy life.
Life.
But. Not really know how to make
to willing to pay the price.
That's what willing to pay the price.
I feel.
But in the old days, the old timers, more or less, doesn't matter from northern side or China or south
even
China.
South, like Theodore Chen or Albert Kwan, they want to save the money for a better future, not just. Overdrawn, and so everywhere. Most of the young people, they say, oh, Mr. Hunt, you don't have a visa card. Oh, you don't have anything, a card from Hershey's or Magnum's, nor Bullock's or May Company. Oh, how is that? I said, we don't believe in that, even with an American wife who opposed that strongly. Everything when you cannot afford, pay cash, forget it and wait until you can. We had in China wicker furniture, less than rattan, cheaper than that. And gradually that replaced to with some meaning. So here we did the same thing. But the young people know. And so everything has to be the best. And but they don't realize that the next step you may owe so much debt.
Yes, yes.
You owe all the companies where you have the cards.
Right. Uh-huh. So, did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
No.
Never.
I feel those were really born Chinese and acquired Western knowledge and command their languages, you are better off than most of the people from England, from France, and so their area of operation is limited. And the Chinese can go to Africa, can go to Scandinavia, go to Canada, can make it go. You see, that's where I feel proud that Chinese.
You're very proud of being Chinese, yes.
Quite
do
so.
Do you think you were a typical Chinese here in America, or you are a little different from other Chinese?
Yes, I'm a little different. I sense that, and I have been, I have heard criticisms to that effect. And I don't go all out and all, everybody, we can meet often, we can talk, we can eat, we can drink. But it's what purpose, what's the meaning? China society, I enjoyed it for 2 years, and once a month, a dinner meeting. And then every month we have a board of directors meeting. That cuts 2 nights of a lifetime. And travel to downtown and back, and have to endure many things and comments and demands and so on. One time I boldly let a young man to sing. For his singing, no payment, except he can take a brief collection from the audience. Then the board of directors of Chinese Society says, you violate the rule, you have no right to allow this to happen. Just on the spur of the moment, I said, well, people like so much. Especially this man served as minister of a church. So I felt, well, they were right. I showed the consult, but there's no chance. The next meeting, next month, you can't ask the man to sing again.
Right.
He will be, he is willing to sing. He was willing to sing, but you don't have the chance. Program chairman has certain ways. Bessie Lu was one time the chairman of, or helping the China Society to get people to get soloists, get speakers, get artists.
Who were the members of the China Society, say back to the 40s and the
40s? 50s? There, Americans, elements from. Americans, but they are from Scandinavia, from Canada, from Armenia, from Central Europe. They are in a good harmony. Most of them are in business. This is also a promotion without saying like a rotary. And yes, by profession, they help each other to promote their business. There's contact, they enjoyed it, and spread the publicity for their particular business.
What sort also of business? All sort of business, or any business related to Chinese?
Yes, mostly to Chinese, but as time went on after the Second World War, then import, export, and number of business came into the Chinese hands or Chinese communities. So they mutually help. Insurance, for instance, today, this car was insured by a Chinese, she is from North China, in San Diego, and repaired cars. And the insurance agent, the Chinese, I think it's Shanghai, in Monterey Park. Monterey Park, the restaurant, one of the leading ones, owned by Shanghainese, and Julia had her birthday party there from 10 extended to 14, from $200 estimate to $850. So that's the young group and the different elements. And now Chinese, I felt, had to be careful, otherwise would be attacked as Jews by the Nazis, Chinese here by KKK, by some other element. I already sensed and heard the motion movement toward in Monterey Park against the large Chinese establishments and markets. So that's the future. Remains to be seen.
So like in China society, most of the people have same interest in Chinese culture.
Yes.
And anything that promote business, Not in the open. Uh-huh.
In the open, on every monthly bulletin with Chinese proverbs, with Chinese interesting historical episodes. Mm-hmm. And then the speaker usually some aspect of Chinese life, and always Chinese dinner.
And that's did that provide a lot the opportunities to these Chinese to, you know, to associate with non-Chinese and American
yes,
friends?
That's
and,
true. You see, any Chinese coming in, join that society and attend the dinner party, I mean, session, and then meet with the Americans and a few of our members and chat and discuss things and maybe possible insurance or some business contact.
I see. Yeah. So it's like part of a social.
Yes, it's a social.
Social.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's a social and cultural combined.
Mm-hmm.
That is not limited to one group of occupation. The Chinese Cultural Society, mostly the motion picture group.
Oh. And fewer Chinese people or